This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his Fort Smith office is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. The groundhog saw his shadow Tuesday, Michael, so we've got more winter to come. How are you with that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen my shadow. I haven't been out much in the last few days, so good for the groundhog. At least he's getting outside.
There you go. Well, we've got some other numbers to talk about. Let's talk about a story that's on talkbusiness.net right now about January building permit values down in the Fort Smith Metro and down by a significant amount.
Right. Yes, about 30%. If you remember, we ended 2020, of all things, with a record number in terms of building permit values issued in or building permit, the value of building permits issued in Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren. It was almost $265 million, which, of course, a bulk of that was Fort Smith. And that was up 9.5% compared to 2019, which still, as we've talked, when you think about that's, you know, and that's a record number of permits for the region, and it happened in a pandemic year, which no one, if anyone says they would have guessed that, they're lying. But yeah, January fell considerably. Now, part of this is I think we're going to see the impact to some extent of all of these, you know, the Fort Smith Public School District was in the midst of permitting and building out some of the largest projects in 2020. And so we're going to see some of that. But yet in January, among those three cities, there was $27.2 million in permitted activity. That was up over January, but it was 29.6% below, or it was up over December, but it was 29.6% below January 2020. And a lot of that was in a big dip in commercial activity. Van Buren saw a decrease, almost, it was 94% decrease. Greenwood had a small increase, but again, Fort Smith Metro, the city of Fort Smith is the largest part of that. Their permits were down about 21% compared to January 2020. So obviously, it's just 1 month. It's not a trend. But that is that's a big drop to start the year. So we'll see what else, you know, comes up through the year. I have had some anecdotal conversations with some commercial realtors, commercial developers, and they're not overly optimistic. A lot more will be built. In fact, there is some concern that there is already maybe an overbuilding of commercial space. Too much has been built, but that you've had, you know, these brick and mortar stores have really taken a hit. And so you've got a lot of space open, previously built space that's open. So we'll see how 2021, it would be almost ironic that the pandemic year is the best year in history and the year that we finally get a vaccine and things may return to normal. It's not the best year. So
well,
hang on.
Well, yeah, and I'm wondering if, you know, you take that arbitrary border of December 31st, January 21st, where 1 year turns into the next, and what we're just seeing is perhaps something that's an inevitable consequence of 10-plus months of pandemic.
That's a good point, because you don't know how much of that activity permitted in 2020 had already been planned, and how much during that 10 months of pandemic people put stuff off that they had planned for 2021, so you could have that impact or that effect.
Other numbers from 2020, these with an up, well, we're talking 2020, not 2021, of course, but an up arrow for finances. And the Sebastian County sales tax in 2020 was up. And this kind of goes with that idea that that just doesn't make sense on the surface.
No, it doesn't make sense. I mean, on the surface. And remember back in March and April when the pandemic first hit and everything shut down, the city of Fort Smith, city administrator Carl Gefkin, you know, they immediately implemented a 10% across the board cut in all departments. They anticipated up to a 22% reduction in sales tax revenue for the year. Well, we ended up the year, the city's portion of the Sebastian County 1 cent sales tax was up 5.7%. And again, that's important because that helps fund a lot of the city's general fund for police, fire services, and other critical services. So it's a, and it's also obviously a barometer of economic activity. So it was up 5.7%. It was up 5.5% over the city's budget estimate. Now, what Mr. Gefkin and others didn't know in March and April was that, you know, that large federal stimulus package that was approved.
Right.
And you talk to just about any economist and they will tell you that those, not only the stimulus checks, but the PPE, they're the PPP program, the extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits, that that held the consumer up. And so it'll be interesting to see what economists, what the deep dive will look like when economists really have time to look at the economy and consumer spending in the past 10 months. But right now, the conventional wisdom is that, you know, consumers spent money, you know, they weren't traveling. So the money that they weren't spending on travel and they weren't going out to eat quite a bit, but they were online shopping, and those sales taxes now come back to communities, and they were still spending. They were just shifting their spending. And some of that shift has helped municipalities and counties in Arkansas and all over the country. So I think Fort Smith saw that, fortunately. And we'll see. And I, you know, we've got a couple of city directors who say, well, it's a reflection that the Fort Smith economy is so healthy. Well, I hope they're correct. I think there are other factors at play. I think the Fort Smith economy is not as healthy as maybe some other metro areas, especially in terms of employment gains when you compare those to other areas. But it's definitely the, if I was a city administrator and the city board, I would definitely be grateful. I think they dodged a big bullet, because they, a 20% cut in, or 20% loss in that tax revenue could have resulted in some very tough decisions.
Hey, speaking of decisions, let's revisit Fiona Hills Golf Club, because I don't know where we are with this. You and I talked about it. It seemed like in the last few months of 2020, there were plans. The plans got scuttled. There were ideas. Where are we?
Yeah, I'm going to start calling it the Fiona Hills Zombie Club, because it just keeps coming back. But no, the city of Fort, there, David Millay, who owns the former club and the golf course, is essentially trying to sell portions of the fairways and the greens and all that to adjacent homeowners who live, well, obviously on the course. And so they're trying to replat some of that property. Well, the Planning Commission approved replatting of some of the property unanimously, but the Fort Smith Board has this past Tuesday decided to table, because they have to approve that.
Right.
Decided to table it for 90 days. They still, there's enough on the board who believe that's, it's in the better interest of the city for Fiona Hills to open back up as a golf club and a course, to keep that course active. Because City Director Kevin Settle said, once you sell off a part of one of the fairways, you just pretty much kill the project. Danny Aldridge, who is a Sebastian County Quorum Court member and who lives up there and is a former club member, has said, you know, he wants to go back and try and work with David Millay to somehow buy the property or put it back to its use. Now, I wouldn't hold out hope. I mean, it would be, maybe it'd be nice if Aldridge is successful, but this would be the third, maybe fourth attempt to try to get Mr. Millay off the dime, so to speak. He has been difficult, it's not the right word, but he's just been a tough negotiator and has made it clear in a letter to some of the former club members and to some homeowners on the course that golf clubs don't make money anymore. And if he sold it to someone to try to make money or to get it going, it would just fail again and they'd lose their money. So he's been pretty negative about the outlook for the golf club and has said the only, his only real option is to just sell, start selling it off piece by piece. Now that doesn't answer. And Mr. Millay doesn't talk to the media. In fact, he likes to hang up on the media. Hasn't talked about what he would do with the club itself, the building, but he is trying to sell parts of the golf course. So we have a 90-day delay on this. Kyle, we'll see. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be shining up the golf shoes or getting the golf clubs ready, but we'll see.
Well, you know, we never thought Arkansas and Arkansas State would play each other in football.
Wow.
And that's going to happen, apparently.
Yep. Well, it's going to happen in 2025. I just think that's, they might as well said 2045. I mean, that's, to me, is so far off.
Yeah, like you said, we're some time away, but at least on paper, it's going to happen now.
I'm not a big fan of War Memorial, the stadium itself, but I mean, after you've been to Donald W. Reynolds, War Memorial, just, it's not the same experience, but hell, I'd even be willing to go down there to watch that game.
Right. You can read about all of this, including the Arkansas-Arkansas State announcement at talkbusiness.net. Michael, good to talk with you. We'll visit again next Friday.
All right. Stay warm, sir.
All right. Thanks.